The Coast Guard successfully rescued four men from a grounded fishing vessel in the Aleutian Islands this afternoon. KUCB's Anne Hillman has the details.
The 58-foot icy mist ran aground around 4:30 this morning on Akutan Island, about 40 miles east of Onalaska. When the fishing vessel started taking on water in the remote area, they sent out a mayday call that was relayed to the Coast Guard through two other vessels. The Coast Guard first deployed an HH-65 helicopter from Onalaska, but the hurricane force winds were too strong for the chopper to safely hoist up the crew. Then two HH-60 Jayhawks from St. Paul arrived at the scene. After attempting to hoist the men from the ship around 10 a.m. this morning, the crews of the larger helicopters decided it was still too unsafe. The icy mist was moving around in 15-foot swells close to a cliff. Winds were blowing 80 miles per hour with gusts to up to 120. The four fishermen managed to safely get off of the ship and onto dry land. They walked up a hill, and the Coast Guard successfully hoisted them onto the helicopter and flew them to Onalaska. The Cutter Monroe was also on the scene to provide backup support in case the helicopters needed more fuel or needed help transporting the crew members. The fishermen reported no injuries. Chief Petty Officer Dana Warren said the icy mist is still in one piece on the western side of Akutan Island, but is still of concern.
It is a concern. The weather there remains severe, and it is a concern that the vessel may break apart. We hope it doesn't, and we hope that it's recoverable, but at this point, we can't really determine that.
The crew of the Icy Mist, who were fishing cod at the time of the incident, will be interviewed by the Coast Guard to try to determine why the ship began taking on water.
We are conducting an investigation. The interviews of the crew and the crew of the Icy Mist is part of the procedure and will be done, as well as part of the vessel and finding out how much fuel is potentially on board and other potential environmental hazards if the vessel does break up.
The 58-foot fishing vessel is homeported in Kodiak and is owned by Bob Gunderson. The four crew members were Dan Oliver, 45, Clint Packer, 43, Kevin Fisner, 36, and Terry Meyer, 29. In Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.